From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Senator Kerry was out in the battleground states of Ohio and Florida today. He seized on a comment attributed to President Bush by the New York Times. The paper quotes Mr. Bush as saying that if reelected, he would come out strong after my swearing in with fundamental tax reform, tort reform, privatizing of Social Security. Senator Kerry accused the president of planning a January surprise. Bush-Cheney campaign chairman Mark Roscoe responded on Fox News Sunday.
Well, that's absolutely preposterous. So what the president is talking about and has talked about from the moment he ran in 2000 is allowing younger people, younger workers, to own a portion of their Social Security and invest it and make decisions.
Both President Bush and Senator Kerry have tried hard to appeal to voters age 65 and up on the issues of Medicare and Social Security. But NPR's Joseph Shapiro says much of the conventional wisdom about older voters is wrong.
The most common assumption is that older Americans make up a mighty voting bloc. Robert Binstock says that's just a myth. He's a professor at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, and he studies the elderly. One thing he says they don't do is vote together as a bloc.
In fact, they tend to vote just like the electorate as a whole does in the way they distribute their votes among candidates.
4 years ago, George Bush got 48% among all voters. He got just 1% less from voters 60 and older. In 1996, President Bill Clinton won 49% of the total vote and 48% of seniors. In other words, older people vote pretty much like everybody else. Binstock says that's been the pattern all the way back to 1980. And he says it will probably hold in this election, too.
Basically, older people are from the same diverse backgrounds as voters of all ages. They're diverse in social and economic class, race, ethnicity, religion, partisan attachments, political attitudes, education, locale.
Binstock says if the Iraq War, Homeland Security, the economy are the big issues in this election, then those will be the same things that most move older voters to. It says something about the misperceptions about older Americans that they're seen as some sort of single-issue constituency voting together in lockstep. Binstock blames the media and pollsters. He says they like to box Americans into defined groups.
There's this constant struggle to identify the hot constituency that might swing the election. So we move from soccer moms to now so-called security moms, and somewhere in there were NASCAR dads. And older people are sort of an obvious one, and no one ever pays much post-hoc attention to how they actually voted and how little the effort swings older persons' votes.
Binstock even argues that the cliche about Social Security being the third rail of American politics is, well, just a cliche.
In fact, to the contrary, President Reagan touched Social Security
in his first term when Ronald Reagan proposed cuts and then backed off. In midterm congressional elections, that controversy was blamed in part for the defeat of several incumbents. Then Reagan ran for re-election.
And in 1984, even though the Democrats campaigned against him as being an enemy of Social Security, he got a larger share of the older person's vote than he had in 1980.
Reagan even did slightly better with older voters than he did with voters as a whole. Older voters do have their quirks. They're less likely to support third-party candidates. And after President Clinton's affair with a young intern, older women voted in high numbers for Republican congressional candidates in 1998. Reporters and pollsters said older Americans were turning Republican. But 2 years later, seniors once again voted about the same as everyone else. There is one thing that year in and year out makes older people different. They turn out to vote. Only 54% of Americans voted in the 2000 election, but 68% of older ones did. Daniel Perry runs the Alliance for Aging Research. He says other age groups can learn from older voters.
They can see how they are sought out by candidates, how they have an outsized role in shaping our public policy precisely because they're reading newspapers, they're following the issues, and they are more likely to vote. Let politicians know that your age group is going to vote more, and they will seek you out.
So it's the way older people turn out to vote, not so much how they vote, that makes them important to politicians. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.